We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hop Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence.
Hi, this is Luka Doncic.
Hi, I'm Kyrie Irving.
And you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
They waiting on my fall off. I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence. Backcourt nasty. I wonder who gon' check him. Cuban did his thing when he went and got number 11. I still got his picture on my wall at 707. Feel synonymous with Kyrie, how we both train with aggression. Competition obsolete, trying to breathe life into my dreams. I'm so tired of sleep, still got some work from last season that was incomplete. So hungry for redemption, thank my boys, that's my overeat. Like Luka with his three, if I'm hit, my mic is prone to overheat. I pride myself the most, I'm 22 and my folks proud of me. I took the hard way since I was 10. It was no surprise to me. A step back mass blowing up was no surprise to me. And I'm speaking honestly.
Seven.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. I have just gotten off of work a few minutes ago, hence the hat here. So, you know, this is kind of a last second decided to do it. I wouldn't call it an emergency pod just because of the nature of the trade stuff that has come out. It's not like solid reporting that the Mavs are going to do anything yet, but, you know, we've got some stuff to talk about because we're now less than a month away from the NBA trade deadline, which will be on February 8th. And the Mavs, they've been linked to, you know, a handful of guys. Most notably, Toronto Raptors forward Pascal Siakam. He is 29 years old. He's on an expiring contract. He's set to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of this season. He is very good. Let's see his numbers this year. He's averaging 22 points per game, 6.5 rebounds, 5 assists, shooting over 52% overall, only 29.7% from deep. But, you know, he does most of his work inside that three-point line. And we know he's a capable defender as well. Just very versatile. I would argue he's probably the best player on the trade market this year, you know, who at least among guys that will actually be traded or could be traded. So with all that being said, and I just wrote this and published it on DallasBasketball.com, you know, according to one betting site, it's really multiple betting sites, but I chose to link one of them in my piece, but the Mavs are considered the favorite as far as trade odds go. So like, They have the top odds to pull off a trade for Pascal Siakam if the Raptors trade him at plus 150. Second was the Memphis Grizzlies at plus 250, and then the Indiana Pacers at third at plus 450. You know, there were talks about the Sacramento Kings having trade talks with the Raptors for Siakam the other day. Those fell apart. The rumor was that, you know, it was going to be Harrison Barnes and draft compensation, but Siakam would not agree to a contract extension with the Kings. So that's supposedly why that fell apart. And, you know, I personally thought they've been, Siakam's been listed with the, or he's been linked to the Pacers and the Atlanta Hawks for so long. You know, I honestly kind of expected those two teams to be the favored teams at the top of the list. But, you know, according to Vegas, that's not the case. So Mavs have the top odds right now. Obviously, that doesn't mean that's not the end all be all. But, you know, it is pretty exciting when you consider all the smoke around it. And, you know, I wrote this in the piece I posted, and if you haven't read it, you can go to DallasBasketball.com. It's the top thing on the page right now. But, you know, under normal circumstances, the Mavs probably wouldn't have enough to trade for Pascal Siakam, a guy of his caliber. But this is like catching lightning in a bottle, you know, kind of like the Kyrie Irving trade was last season too, you know, because under normal circumstances with Kyrie Irving, you know, if there wasn't stuff going on behind the scenes there that made that possible, normal circumstances, you're not getting Kyrie Irving for, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, and a first-round pick. I mean, I'm just calling it how it is. That's not going to happen. So, you know, in theory, this could be another situation where the Mavs are getting lucky, so to speak, because you have a situation where a guy is about to hit the unrestricted free agent market. He has so far been reluctant to sign a contract extension with anybody that might potentially trade for him, which obviously that affects what a certain team is willing to offer to get him in a trade. And then, you know, obviously the Raptors don't have to take just nothing for him. They could just say, okay, we'll just ride it out to free agency and see if we can re-sign him ourselves. So, you know, it's one of those things where the Mavs have shown that they're willing to take a risk. I think that they could pull off a trade for Siakam, and I think they would pull off a trade for Siakam if they can, even without him committing to a long-term deal, kind of like how they did with Kyrie Irving. They let it play out, showed Kyrie what they're about, and then got Kyrie to re-sign on a 3-year deal last summer. So we'll see. It's very, very interesting. There was another report by Yahoo Sports, Jake Fisher. He was doing a Twitter space a while ago, and he was talking about how the Mavs have been very active on the trade lines. The most notable players that they've been shopping around is Tim Hardaway Jr. and Rashawn Holmes, which, you know, that's not a shock given how, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. has been on the block seemingly every year for the past 2 years before this one. And then Rashawn Holmes, you know, the Mavs tried to include him in that DeAndre Ayton trade on draft night, but it never went through. So that's the two players the Mavs are reportedly shopping the most. I think if you're going to get a guy like Pascal Siakam with a, you know, with that kind of return going to Toronto, you're probably going to have to give up draft compensation along with it to make that happen. Even with the circumstances of Siakam's contract situation and all that, I just don't think Toronto takes Hardaway and Holmes by themselves for Siakam. And, you know, on the Mavs end, they're like, well, you know, maybe we don't want to give up more than that or a bunch of draft compensation for a guy that won't commit long term. But sometimes you got to risk it if you want to get better. And I think making a trade for Siakam definitely makes the Mavs a title contender. They're on the fringe of it right now. The defense has been incredible over the last 10 games after being one of the worst teams, like a bottom six or seven team in the league at the bottom as far as defense goes this year. And they were 25th defensively last year. Over the last 10 games, the Mavs have the third best defensive rating in the league. So they've really picked things up on that end. They're starting to get healthy. Kyrie Irving is healthy. Luka is healthy. They're putting up huge numbers together. They're coming off a huge statement win over the West leading Minnesota Timberwolves. Things are looking good. They're winning. They're on a 3-game win streak heading into tonight's game against the Memphis Grizzlies. And unless something just awful happens, that should be a fourth consecutive win, because the Grizzlies are just injury riddled. I mean, Ja Morant, after coming back from nine, he came back from a 25-game suspension. He played 9 games, and now he, because of the labrum in his shoulder, he is out for the rest of the season. So they don't have him. They don't have Steven Adams. They don't have Brandon Clark. They might not have Jaren Jackson Jr. He was questionable earlier today. So, you know, it should be a fourth consecutive win. But I say all this to say they're closer. The Mavs are closer to championship contention than most people think.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And if you somehow pull off a trade for Siakam and you don't gut your depth too much, you know, you give, losing Hardaway would hurt in the sense that, you know, his volume, his scoring, he's on and off as far as his efficiency goes from night to night, but still that volume scoring off the bench helps you. Whether people like the way he plays or not, what he does is important to what the Mavs do on a nightly basis. So losing him hurts. Rashawn Holmes, obviously that wouldn't, you know, hurt anything. He's not even playing most nights. So, but you know, if the Mavs were able to pull off a trade where it was just basically you lose Tim Hardaway Jr. and some draft compensation, that really helps the Mavs, because then you have a starting lineup of Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, Derek Jones Jr., who's been a revelation this season. He is having a career year, averaging double-digit points for the first time in his career and shooting 35% from three. He's been great. Play some great defense. And then in the front court, you'd have Pascal Siakam and Derek Lively. So that is a potent starting five. And that is a starting five that would contend in the West. And, you know, I wouldn't call them a title favorite, but, you know, I definitely put them up there with the top 2-3 teams as far as having a very good chance to make it to the NBA Finals as early as this season. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, look, there's all this trade stuff is so fluid. Things happen quickly. You never know. You know, a team could jump in there and blow away whatever the Mavs are offering for Siakam, and then he could end up somewhere else. You never know. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today about, you know, he could end up with the Philadelphia 76ers or something like that. Yeah, you just never know. So we'll keep an eye on it. I think he'd be an excellent fit with Luka and Kyrie. Very versatile, big four. And I think that would be great to where you're upgrading your four position. You have a guy like Grant Williams who, I mean, look, Grant Williams, he struggled the last 20 games or so, but he could still be a valuable piece down the line. But I think moving him back to the bench, and if you get rid of THJ, maybe Grant Williams works his way into being like a six man type of guy off the bench. And I think he'd work pretty well in that role. So it takes some pressure off of him, and overall it would just make the Mavs better. So if the Mavs don't get Siakam, though, there are several other power forwards that are on the list that they could be going for. And I've talked about most of these on DallasBasketball.com, and I'll come back on here and we'll do a more detailed. This is just like a quick, like I said, I don't want to call it an emergency pod because, you know, trade odds are not really something that you do an emergency pod for, but it is very interesting. You know, why are they so confident that the Mavs are first in this particular thing? So, I don't know. We'll see. If the Mavs don't get Siakam, there are some guys that I'm very intrigued by. Dorian Finney-Smith for one. I mean, I think there's a chance that, you know, the Mavs could reunite with him. I think the way things have gone with him going to the bench in Brooklyn. Now he's shooting a career high from three, about 41% from three. But, you know, I think with him going to the bench, Cam Johnson coming back, they have so many forwards in Brooklyn that I feel like a reunion with Dorian Finney-Smith could be possible. Now look, he's more on the lower, not the bottom tier, but he's not on the top tier either of guys that you'd want to trade for if you're the Mavs, but he'd still be an upgrade in my opinion. Now, Kyle Kuzma is another name to watch. The Mavs reportedly had interest in him in free agency as like a sign and trade candidate, but you know, it didn't pan out that way. He re-signed with the Washington Wizards, but the Wizards are awful yet again. Who could have guessed it? But you know, Kuzma is another versatile forward that could be plugged in next to Lively and do very well for the Mavs. So that's another one. Let's see here. Let me go to DallasBasketball.com and see the different things we've written about, because now look, I did have some I did have some far out. I'm not gonna call them conspiracy theory. I'm gonna call them pipe dreams. One of them had to do with Draymond Green. I've gotten off of that, especially since, you know, he came out and said he told Adam Silver during his latest suspension that he was considering retiring because of all the drama. He's already, you know, old enough. He's like 33, I think, going on 34. So don't need that. Even though I do think his skill set would help the Mavs out, I just don't think they need to deal with that anymore. So I'm off the Draymond thing. Do think Wiggins could be a nice add, you know, as an extra wing if something like that came up. But as far as the Warriors stuff goes, I'm pretty much off of that now. There's a LeBron James pipe dream that I've, you know, put out there. But again, I label it as a pipe dream because, you know, people come into the comments on Twitter or here on YouTube or anything, that's not ever going to happen, or oh, I don't want LeBron, he'll never come here. There's a reason it's called a pipe dream. It's probably not going to happen, but you can look at certain things and piece stuff together and make educated guesses or educated spitballing. It's something that possibly could happen in the future. For example, Kyrie Irving reached out to LeBron over the offseason in an attempt to recruit him to Dallas. He wanted to see you know, what the likelihood would be of him coming to the Mavs. So you had that happen. And then you have, there was another report that LeBron told him he'd think about it, something like that. And then it just, you know, we didn't hear anything else. Well, in the meantime, the Mavs are doing well. The Lakers are not doing good at all this year compared to expectations after they went to the Western Conference Finals last year. And you start to think, well, LeBron, he could potentially be an unrestricted free agent this next offseason if he declines his player option. So, you know, more than likely, if something like that ever happened, if LeBron ever made his way to Dallas, it would probably be, you know, through free agency because he's never been traded in his career. But time is ticking. The man is 39 years old. He just celebrated his 39th birthday. So if things keep going south for the Lakers, maybe he ends up wanting a trade before the deadline and shocking the world. I mean, is it possible? No. Could I see it happening? Yeah, I could see it happening. And, you know, with a guy like LeBron, and it's kind of like the same thing with Siakam, too, even though Siakam's not the level of star that LeBron is, they control their destiny to a certain extent. You know, it's not really about like, oh, well, what are the Mavs going to trade? It's about, does this player want to come to Dallas? And if the answer is yes, then the Mavs can pull it off, just like they did with Kyrie Irving last year. Because Kyrie, you know, Dallas was one of the three teams on his trade request list. So, you know, it's all connected. It's all connected. It's all fluid. Things happen. There's nothing in, you know, sometimes, yeah, if you want to just pull something out of thin air, that's one thing. But, you know, even if you think some of my ideas are just crazy off the wall, you know, I always have some kind of previous report or some kind of rumor or something that I'm basing it off of and trying to piece stuff together. So we will see. There are some other power forward options that intrigue me, like a low cost option, in my opinion, could be PJ Washington from the Charlotte Hornets. I thought the Mavs should have had some interest in him as a sign and trade candidate before they got Grant Williams over the summer. And the Hornets had interest in Grant Williams too. So PJ Washington, I think he's the better player over Grant Williams, but Washington has not had a good season for the Hornets either. He's been kind of underwhelming, you know, based on what they expected from him. So maybe there's a trade that could be worked out there to where you get PJ Washington. And, you know, if you want to add another experienced wing, maybe you can try and pull something off for Gordon Hayward, who will be an unrestricted free agent after this season as well. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But it's all fun stuff. It's all going to continue to heat up over these next few weeks. And if anything pops up, I'm going to try and come on here and cover it for you guys. And definitely stay in touch with DallasBasketball.com. If a blade of grass moves with the Mavs, we will have it up on the site in a timely manner. For example, those trade odds dropped, you know, around 350 or so. That article was up in 30 minutes. Like, oh, we're going to have it there. So if you're not on Twitter, if you're not on Facebook, if you're not insanely plugged in like some of us Mavs sickos are, you can always go to DallasBasketball.com and we'll have the latest news for you there. So, guys, I appreciate it. Be sure to go like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Leave us a bunch of likes and comments and all that good stuff. We really appreciate it, and we hope you have a great time listening to our content throughout this NBA trade season. I appreciate y'all coming in and listening. As always, y'all have a great rest of your day, and we will see you next time.